So coming to sit, allowing ourselves to settle and taking one or two deeper intentional breaths. And with each outward breath, allowing the body to settle down into the chair, the seat, the cushion. Arriving fully here, allowing gravity to hold the body here, weight moving down. Feeling the stability in the lower part of the posture, directly sensing the connection of the body with the support underneath. Settling. And from this grounded base, sensing the tall dignity of the body as you sit. The spine rising up with its natural curves. The back of the neck long. And the head balanced on top. The back and head holding an intention of wakefulness and alertness. While the body also holds the intention of ease, of comfort, of being here. Arriving. Sensing as you settle the potential for softening in the face, in the shoulders, in the chest, in the abdomen, inviting some ease and kindness in the way the body is held during this practice, whilst also having some wakefulness. And now, seeking out the place in the body where the breath is most vivid in this moment, most accessible. Perhaps the nostrils, the sense of the air flowing in, cool and flowing out warm, the touch of the air on the lips. Perhaps the chest, sensing the gentle expansion of the rib cage with the in-breath and the falling away with the out-breath. Perhaps the abdomen, sensing the ballooning of the abdominal wall with the in-breath and the deflation with the out-breath, the shift of clothes on the skin as the breath moves the body. So moving the attention up close to the place that you choose and tuning into the detail of sensations created by breath movement here. With curiosity, sensing the body breathing, breath breathing itself, resting attention with the breath. And along with this, noticing the attention wandering, as it will, away from the breath. And again, inviting the attention back to the breath, to this particular anchor place in the body. Allowing the breath to be a place to stand, a place from which it becomes possible to recognize, to see the flux, the movement of the mind, moment by moment. resting with the whole flow of the breath in this place of the body, the full duration of each in-breath and each out-breath. And whatever the experience is in this moment, perhaps allowing room for ease. The ease of allowing experience to be as it is. Beyond our usual tendency to want to push away what we don't like and get more of what we do like. It's like this just now. Allowing the breath to be a friend, supporting us to come to the present moment as it unfolds, moment by moment, breath by breath. And each time we notice that we've slipped into dreaminess, into thinking, into drifting, being willing to bring the attention, the interest, back to the body, to the breath, right now. And now gently expanding the attention into the wider body. Perhaps sensing the feel of the breath more broadly. Maybe sensing breath movements in the shoulders, the rib cage, the pelvis. Maybe sensing the breath down into the legs. Out into the arms, in the face, sensing the touch of the breath right through the body. And as you widen out the attention, tuning in also again to the position of the body, sensing the body from the inside out, feeling the tallness, the dignity of the body as it sits, as well as the grounded stability. Whole body breathing in and breathing out. Maybe sensing again the contact points of the body with the ground, the feet, the buttocks, as we breathe in and breathe out. sensing the curve of the spine, the natural balance of the body. Sensing the touch of air on the skin, clothes on the body. So in whatever way is right for you, opening to sensations throughout the body. Breathing with the whole body. Nothing special, just this body sitting here, this body breathing, attention drifting, moving away in one moment and then reconnecting, with kindness and clarity, coming back again and again to this moment. Where is the attention in this moment? Gently noticing with kindness. If the attention has drifted, perhaps naming where it has gone. Future thinking, planning, worry, past thinking. And then coming back. Reconnecting to the body sitting, the body breathing. And now, noticing in this moment whether there are any aspects of experience that are not as you would like them to be. Gently tracking your experience, thoughts, emotions, body sensations. Noticing within experience any form of difficulty that is present here, now. Maybe this is mostly showing up as a physical discomfort or as difficult thoughts that tug at the attention or as painful emotion. And if you would like to practice in this way, intentionally choosing for a little while to allow this difficulty to be the focus for your practice. If no difficulty is present in experience just now, maybe choosing any aspect of experience that stands out in some way as a focus for attention. To practice with. Maybe a tingle or a vibration or a pressure point. And if the difficulty is showing up mostly in the thinking mind, playing with dropping the attention down into the body. And exploring any resonance, any echoes from these difficult thoughts in the body. noticing where in the body this difficulty is located. Is it clearly focused in one place, maybe in the abdomen, or the chest, or the knee? Or maybe the sensations associated with this difficulty in the body are spread more widely. And beginning by noticing how the body is with this experience. Maybe there's a sense of holding away from coming into connection with the difficulty. A sense of tightening up, perhaps a small knot in the stomach, or tension in the lower back, or a hardening in the forehead. Gently noticing what's here in the body in connection with this difficulty, being curious. And noticing the sensations that make up this experience. Are they constant, or do they shift moment by moment? What is their texture? Are they dispersed, or are they concentrated in one particular place? And all the while, taking really good care of yourself, bringing kindness. Gently investigating this experience simply as a way to come to know it in this moment. Being curious. And now gently bringing the in-breath towards this place in the body where the difficulty is located. Or if the experience is held more widely in the whole body, breathing into the whole body. Breathing into this area in the body, and on the out-breath, softening around the edges of this difficulty. Allowing the breath to gently, tenderly hold this difficulty. Not trying to change the experience in any way, just a sense of coming to know it, being with it, with kindness. As if the breath was communicating to this difficulty, it's okay for me to be with this in this moment. I can meet this experience with gentle kindness. And at times choosing to step back from direct contact with the sensations surrounding this difficulty into a more concentrated focus with the breath, regathering. And if you choose to, in another moment, returning to exploring this difficulty in the body. At times exploring the edges of it, and perhaps in other moments exploring the difficulty from the inside out. being with your experience with gentle, kindly respect. And each time the attention slips away on streams of thought, gently reconnecting to the physical feel of this difficulty in the body, softening on the out-breath. And noticing the very natural tendency, which may well be arising for you, to want difficult experience to be different from how it is in this moment, for it to change, to go away. Noticing how this resistance is showing up, maybe as thoughts, ideas about the experience. Maybe it's showing up as an emotional tone towards your experience. Maybe as a physical tightening in the body. Maybe a sense of pushing at your experience. In this moment, playing with being with this difficulty with a sense of allowing, the kindness of stepping aside from struggling with experience. Perhaps saying to yourself in this breath moment, it's okay to allow my experience to be as it is. Exploring in this moment the possibility of easing off any pressure that you may be applying for your experience to be a certain way. It's like this just now. And remembering there's always choices to move the body, adjusting the position of the body, to step the attention back from close connection with the difficulty in the body, reconnecting with the breath, to feel the feet on the ground. So responding creatively to your experience as it arises. Allowing this to be your practice. Maybe experimenting with exploring this difficulty from different angles. Moving the attention towards the place in the body where this difficulty is from above it. Exploring it from the left-hand side. What is the texture of sensations here? Is there vibration, pulsing, movement, stillness? Playing with coming towards this experience with the attention from underneath it. And from the right-hand side. And all the while simply exploring with an intention to become more intimate with experience. To come to know what's here. What's true in this moment? to be in deeper connection with experience as it is, rather than as we would like it to be. And now, if you haven't done so already, bringing the attention back more fully to the breath breathing itself in one particular place in the body. Narrowing the focus of your attention to the nostrils, or to the chest, or to the abdomen. And in this one place, sensing the full duration of the in-breath and the out-breath. Really allowing the attention to linger with the detail of sensations of breath, right here, now. Resting with the breath. Inviting friendliness towards the breath and towards your wider experience in this moment. Sitting with a sense of ease, a sense of allowing experience to be as it is. Breathing and knowing that you're breathing. And now, as we draw towards the end of the practice, taking a deeper than usual in-breath and letting the out-breath sigh from the body. Perhaps having a sense of releasing, softening through the whole body. Maybe repeating this a few times. And as we transition from this practice, being present with experience as it is, and being tender with yourself, taking all the time that you need. Perhaps moving into the next phase of your day with a sense of curiosity about how you can best take care of yourself from moment to moment.